Hello there. Welcome to the Hype Sports Innovation Podcast. My name's Terry Degani, and today we're going to show you an interview that took place between Dr. Ilan Hadar, the Hype Sports Innovation CEO, and Colin Weston. Now, this took place at the PGA Merchandise Show, and Hype were there to run an event alongside the show where we brought 10 of the best golf startups from around the world to showcase their companies, receive global exposure to industry figureheads, and really it was a celebration of golf, which traditionally has been, one would say, a slow sport, but there was nothing boring about the merchandise show. And so without further ado, here is the interview.
Well, hello everybody, we are back, and my next two guests are a slam dunk. It's so natural to have them here. What's going on this week here as we overlap and complement each other with what we're doing. And I have Ilan Hadar, who is the partner and CEO with Hype Sports Innovation. And the reason he is here, as he was leading up the Global Golf Innovation Competition, which they held on Tuesday afternoon. And I'll let him explain what happened. But the overview was they had 10 pitch finalists, the companies, and we have the winner also with us here. We have Fabio Perel, who is the co-founder of Golfboo. So Fabio will be telling us about that. But I do want to start, Ilan, if you can give our listeners here and the folks walking by what's going on with not only Hype Sports Innovation, but also, and most importantly this week, the Global Golf Innovation Competition.
Yes, thank you for having me. On a nutshell, Hype is connecting sports and innovation. We are empowering startups everywhere for the benefit of the sport technology ecosystem. So we were approached 6-7 months ago by the PGA to arrange another competition. Hype already arranged 30 competitions alongside the NBA Final, NFL Draft, FIFA World Cup, and so on. Our experience in arranging such competition is vast, but we never had a golf one, and we thought, yeah, why not go for it? Launched it about 4-6 months ago, and the feedback was great. We had about 200 companies replying. We have considered about 90 which were relevant, and down selected it to the 10 winners that performed yesterday in front of many good judges. And Fabio was the one that won with Golfboo, and we were very happy about that.
Absolutely. So I've gotten to Fabio to get to know you a little bit by some conversations we've had. So since it was a pitch competition, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You should have this down by now. I'm sure the last 3 days, you probably could do it in your sleep now. Give us the Golfboo pitch.
In English or in Spanish?
Either way.
Okay. So listen, thanks for having us on the show. Fantastic.
Of course.
Yeah, Golfboo, basically, Kayak, Trivago, Travelocity, yes. Is the Trivago of golf. We are the comparison website of golf, real-time prices, real-time availability, multiple platforms, amassing it all together. Just what happened in the hotel and the airline industry over a decade ago, is what we bring to golf, which will, it's not a question of if, we believe it's a question of when it will happen in the industry of golf.
Interesting. And with Golfboo, when did you launch this? When did you come up with the idea, and when did you actually launch the
we
product?
We founded the company in 2014. We launched our first functionality, V1, should we say, in 2015, and we've grown every year since. Adding functionalities, investing in technology, in the software, in the back end of the product, you know. And so we've grown 23.4% year on year on average.
Wow.
And we've come to this stage here where we are today, looking now for the right investor, the right strategic partner to take us global. The idea is we are EMEA-wide today.
Yes.
The idea is we're open in North America this year, next year in Asia, and by 2021, hopefully we'll be the global golf travel platform.
That was an excellent pitch. You win. Oh, wait, you already did win. So you win twice here. So as an entrepreneur myself, and I mentor entrepreneurs similar to what Ilan does in a slightly different way in Canada, getting involved within that ecosystem with pitch nights and, just, like I said, mentoring and being involved in an angel investor myself, I love to hear the entrepreneurial story. So I'd love to hear, what was that aha moment with Golfboo? What pain point did you see, or what gap in the market did you see, you know, and we have the ability and the team and the expertise and the passion to actually then put all the pieces together to make this happen. So what was that inflection point or that aha moment for you to actually really push this forward and create Golfboo?
I've worked in golf for a long time now as a director of golf at Truyn Golf, the American Global
okay.
Golf Consultancy. So
yes,
I was a director of golf in Barcelona, in Marbella, in Panama. And, you know, traveling around, working in golf, and while traveling, using airline platforms like Skyscanner, using hotel platforms like Trivago, I thought to myself, well, why does this not exist in golf?
Yeah.
You know, it was just a very logical sort of solution. again, we know that golf is behind the hotel and the airline industry, and it's a question of when it will happen. So we thought, let's do it.
Yeah, and you did. And give you credit, because most entrepreneurs, and I know some friends, and I've done it in the past too, that you have this great idea, and next thing you know, your friends are still sitting around 10 years later having a beer with you, telling about this great idea that they have. And then someone else stole their idea because they actually did it, exactly. Which is 99.9% of the work. And it's not sexy and glamorous sometimes as entrepreneurs. It's just a matter of being consistent and tenacious and resilient and just making it happen.
As you knew, Colin, it's very, very tough to be, you know, having a startup. You know, it's easy to have an idea. It's very difficult to raise the funding for it. It's extremely difficult to execute and bring your product to market. But then that's when the work really starts.
It really does.
You know, and there's so many, many stages. You have to have tenacity, consistency, hard work, and a bit of luck. And platforms and opportunities like this that Elan and Hype Innovation brought to us are wonderful, wonderful platforms to be able to communicate, promote the ideas, not just our ideas, the many great ideas in the finals. We had some great finalists this year, you know, so it's a fantastic platform for us and a showcase to be able to do that.
Right. And thanks for that. And Elan, I want to bring it back over to you. So I would like to know, because I wasn't there, unfortunately, I couldn't be two places at once, so I wasn't there to hear or see the judging of the pitches. What was it about Golf Boo that separated them above everybody else that put them in the winner's circle?
Well, I think for one thing, they were different, okay? There are many platforms that are trying to do, you know, training or any kind of coaching and also some tea time, you know, locally. These guys were different. Their vision is very bold. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to succeed here and to be a unicorn.
And to expand on that, Fabio, you can talk about your team a little bit, because that's so important. I know when I judge these competitions, they say, well, you may have a product or an experience or a service, which you show the barrier to entry and the total accessible market and how you're actually going to put that together, but you look at the team. It's the founder and the team, so they look at it using the metaphor. You may have this amazing racehorse, but if you don't have the team that we believe could bring that into the winner's circle, then investors will stay away from you because they don't think you can have that. So what was it about, maybe both of you can jump in on this, as far as the team and those extra pieces that you have besides the actual product with Golf Boo that rose them to the top?
Oh, I like Fabio. That's his team.
You're absolutely right, Colin. Everybody has their role to play. You know, we invested everything we have in the technology, in the team, in building the product. So we have guys back in Spain continuously programming, developing technology. I have no idea how to do that.
Right.
You know, but they have no idea how to come and do what we do here. So it's without the team, everybody playing their roles and trusting each other. That's how you make it happen. You know.
Absolutely. And as an entrepreneur, you've done something that to get to that next level, to even scale that first scale, that so many entrepreneurs have a difficult time doing, and that is letting go.
Yes.
And finding people, because everybody has weaknesses. You have strengths and weaknesses, and not filling those gaps and managing to do that, which also is difficult if you don't have a lot of money, if you're bootstrapping. How do you actually do that? So you have to have not only to investors and other partners that you're looking up to get them to buy in as a leader, yes, to what you're doing, but also to be able to, well, sell it, quite frankly, for the team, to have them buy into the vision and the purpose and the passion and the core values and the culture.
Absolutely,
that you actually have around.
Absolutely right, Colin. You know, everybody has to know the role, has to be managed, organized, coordinated correctly, and trust is a huge, huge part.
Yeah.
For example, Elan in his organization, he will look after certain things and has to trust that other things are looked after by other people, fully responsible, you know, and that has to work in a really cognitive manner, you know, and really, really tightly. So without that coordination and trust, working together for one direction and one movement and one sort of objective, should we say, nothing gets done.
Got it. Elan, back to you. So you touched on this a little bit about how you've done this many times in many different sports as far as having these pitch competitions. So on the golf side, sounds like to put that out and promote this through your marketing streams was quite easy. So you've had that already in place. But doing the work back, how long ago was that you first put the cattle call out to any organizations or startups that could then apply and start through the funnel?
It was 4 to 5 months ago when we had the call for competition. And it was about a month ago that we nailed down the 10 candidates for pitching.
Right, okay. Well, let me ask you this. With the success, the feedback loop, because you're entrepreneurs, so it's all about that minimum viable product, putting something together here, not trying to create this big thing that maybe is more than you can sustain with the resources that you have, and test. So as an entrepreneur, Elan, with this experience, what have you learned in that feedback loop as far as that build, measure, test? And I'm assuming, hoping you're going to do this again next year, that if you do, don't have to reveal that, maybe that's happening or not, but what have you learned? What insights did you get from this experience here this week?
Every sport has its own dynamics and culture.
Right.
I think golf is in the same bucket as tennis, and other sports that are suffering from losing the millennials and Z generation. And I think some of the people that are doing golf and business, golf business, are under oyster strategy. It means they do not understand how fast can they lose their customers,
right?
Because millennials will not play golf unless you're going to do it in entertainment, you're going to do it fast, you're going to do it in a way that will have instant gratification and so on. So in a way, we are in a perfect place. You've got to innovate. And indeed, you see, you know, big initiative like Top Golf, you see other things that are trying to create bigger engagement, and that's the future of sports.
I completely agree. Yeah, absolutely. So, Fabio, with your business model now, of course, you're starting out as the, as you said, the Trivago for golf in the travel side of it. But I overheard conversations, people approaching you after the pitch competition. So I can see the lights going off in your head. That sounds like there's other streams of revenue or other target markets or segments. How do you see, not to say that the travel market isn't a big one already, but how else do you see now opportunities with Golfboo as a platform that you can see within the golf industry?
With Golfboo, what we've created, so it's very, very scalable, very, very quick. Connecting via API connections to multiple tour operators, T-sheets providers, hotel providers, accommodation providers in real time. The potential, though, for example, build your own package. You want to connect with Airbnb. Yeah. You can actually rent around your apartment and build your own package around that. We want to create strategic partners whereby they have the user base, but they don't have any travel section or travel content within their platforms. So we create white label solutions for these guys, whereby it's the look and feel, it's the logo of their platform, simply powered by Golfboo. So when their user clicks in through their white label solution, they get access to all the technology, all the functionality, and all the product and content. And we simply split the commission share. And so they've got the user, we've got the technology, we've got the product, and we do business together.
Nice.
Multiple platforms that Elan's introduced us to during this week that we can do the business already with.
Yeah, well, that's a great segue to another question I had here. And with partners or investors, some people that say, and I think it's an old school mentality, I don't believe it, say, no, just take the money. If it's the money, just take the money. And I don't believe that. Yes, the money's important, but the partnerships and the network that those partners, because it is, once you're with an investor, it is quite literally a marriage. It is not a 1 week or 1 month. It's not a one-night stand. It could be for years, if not decades. This is a long-haul type of a relationship. So with that, I'd like to know, well, what exactly did Fabio and the other winners, what did they win to help propel them forward to that next level, to extend their startup runway here?
Well, every startup wants to stand out, wants to have to be shining in front of investors and in front of partners. So even by being selected to be the best 10 startups in golf technology, that's a great winning. And winning the competition by itself and all the media around it, you know, all the posting that we do in social media is great. Other than that, of course, we will take care of Golfboo and we will create for them a way to success with our partnership around in US and everywhere else. So I think that's the best prize that you can imagine.
Absolutely.
Can I just add on to that, please?
Please do, yeah.
What Elan has done as well, they've connected us with not just the judges, for example, potential strategic partners that would be very, very beneficial to the business. Investors, 100%. But you're right what you said. You know, these potential strategic partners moving forward. And he's already introduced us to other investors as well. So the opportunities are endless. And this is just the beginning. It really is.
It's amazing. And as I've learned early on in my entrepreneurial journey years ago, you've got this thing, but you don't have that network, that root system built up, and you don't have the introductions, and that's taken us 5 years or so to do. And to be honest, one of the main reasons we created the Mod Golf podcast was not to monetize it, but to give us the opportunity to build relationships and cultivate trust. And that has worked. It's and just being consistent about that. And that takes quite a while. And having someone like Elan and his extensive global network to make those warm introductions for you, that's worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely.
It really
Absolutely.
Is. There we go. So, hey, just to finish up, one more last question. So, Elan, could you tell us a little more, going back with Hype Sports Innovation, can you let our listeners know, you touched on a little bit, what exactly is it that you do with Hype?
We have developed a network, which is the number one network, that includes academy, sports club, teams, it includes brands, it includes a network of startups, which is around 10,000. And what we do today is a few main businesses. One is the accelerators, which we already have 11, and we will announce very soon another accelerator which will run around blockchain for sports and esports.
Nice.
Then we have our events, that is like a competition or a brand event. And last but not least, we already secured money for our first capital fund. So you could see the holistic approach. We can take startups from everywhere in the world, bring them value, create a deal flow, invest, and benefit for the ecosystem.
amazing. The golf industry needs you. The sport industry needs you. What you're doing is amazing. I just had the good fortune of meeting you this week, and I've got a feeling you and I are going to be talking again very soon because there's lots of interesting things going on.
I'll take a rain check, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Hélène and Fabio, thanks so much for joining me today on the Mod Golf Podcast. I really appreciate your time. Good stuff. I'm in the new product zone, and I have run into Chris Manson, who is the CEO and partner